the wrong one. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم وقال الله تعالى اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم صدق الله. My dear respected listeners, the first verses to have been revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the first verses of Surah Iqra. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that read, Iqra, read. Bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, in the name of your Lord who created. At that time in Arabia, before this verse was revealed, what was the situation? What was the state of the people? Logo ki halat kaisi thi is ayat ke nazil hone se pehle? In Arabia, people, soon as they gave birth to daughters, they would bury them alive. That was a state of jahalat and ignorance. For small, petty issues, they'll dispute with one another, they'll do jagra with one another, they'll fight with one another, they'll have wars with one another for 40, 50 years. There's a tribe called Aus and Khazraj. They used to always have small petty reasons. We do that now as well, small petty reasons. We have a lot of fights, arguments, and it goes on from generation to generation to generation. And may Allah Ta'ala protect us. But what I want to mention here is that all this was going on in the Arabian Peninsula. They're doing the tawaf, the Kaabatullah naked. They have this concept that because with these clothes we commit sin, so we shouldn't do tawaf, the Kaabatullah with these clothes. So they should take the clothes off. And they should do tawaf of the Kaabatullah naked. Anybody? Ajeeb o Ghareeb. Daughters born, they'll bury them alive. For small, small petty reasons, they'll have jagra and dispute. Anybody? Ha. That's why sometimes, you know, small disputes come and isme jahalat, you say, bhai, isme kya padhne ka, bhai, ye koi, isme kya ladna jagar, isme kya debate karne ka. Yani, ha. For small, small reasons. We bring it up to management and they say, bhai, isme kya ladna jagar na? Why are you fighting about this small thing? We ain't got time to waste. Ummat is going from another way, from one way to another. Ummat is going away from Iman and Islam and Deen. We need to do fikr of that, and small petty reasons we bring, it's a time waste. Time waste. But what I want to mention here, all this was going on in Arabia, listen very carefully, that they were burying their daughters alive, doing the tawaf, the Kaabatullah naked, larai, jagra, on small petty issues, and many other things were going on. Allah did not reveal the verse saying, by stop burying your daughters alive. Allah did not reveal the first verse related to that. Allah ne pehli aaye ye nazim bhai apni betiyon ko dafan karna chhod do, then ye pehli aaye nazim nahi farmaye. Allah did not say the first verse that by for small petty reasons stop your arguments and disputes and wars and jagra. Allah did not reveal the first verse related to that. Allah did not say first by establish your salah first, namaz pehle paro, nothing like that. Allah did not say don't do the tawaf of the Kaabatullah immediately by naked and thinking that these are the clothes I do guna in, so you shouldn't go around with the same clothes. Nothing like that. But the first verse revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Iqra. Read. Paro. Yani Allah ki kitab ko paro. Read the book of Allah. There's a connection here with what was going on at that time in the period of ignorance and jahala and jahil activities and jahalat concept. Allah is saying that if you read the book of Allah, tum paronge, iqra, you're going to read, that would slowly, slowly eradicate your jahalat. That would take away your jahalat. That would remove your jahalat. Once you read the Quran Kareem, it will give you a better understanding of life itself and how to live your life. Then all these petty excuses and disputes and jhagra and burying daughters alive and all these jahalat customs will slowly, slowly be removed from your life. Why? Because you are reading the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iqra, bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Because the Quran Kareem, Allahu Akbar, is dastoor-e hayat. Quran Kareem hamare liye dastoor-e hayat hai, tariqa-e hayat hai. Quran Kareem is the book of how to live our lives. And the commentary of the Quran is a hadith. The commentary of the Quran is a hadith. You cannot understand the Quran without hadith. You can't. If you study the Quran Kareem properly, Allah says, Aqimus Salah, namaz qaim karo, namaz qaim karo, namaz qaim karo, namaz qaim karo, establish Salah, establish Salah. But then, how to establish Salah? Where do you raise your hands? When do you fold them? What to read? That is not mentioned in the Quran Kareem. That you have to go to the hadith, explained by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in order to gain the true knowledge of deen, you need two things. Remember very carefully, two things. To remove jahalat. Kitabullah and Rijalullah. Kitabullah and Rijalullah. You need the book of Allah and you need the men of Allah. Without that, we cannot get a good understanding of deen. Just by reading books, you can't be a doctor. You know, if someone go by 7 years university, you don't need any teacher, just go and read the books. Kitno ko maar dalega. And if someone just read books without teacher, read the Quran without teacher, read out hadith without teacher, kitne ka iman ko kharab karega. Kitne ka iman ko kharab karega. Galat galat masle bayan karega. Jahalat aur phailegi. That's why you need the book of Allah and we need Rijalullah, the men of Allah. Men of Allah are Ahl Ilm and Ulama and Qurra. One, there is a decline in that. There's a decline in the production of ulama, then you slowly, slowly see that jahalat will spread even more. That's why I mentioned last time, very important, make sure you understand and who you're taking your ilm and knowledge from. Quran or hadith ki jo taaleem le rahe hai, bachche ki jo taaleem le rahe hai, kin se le rahe hai, unka kya criteria hai, unke credentials kya hai, kya unko Quran aata hai ya nahi, kya aise hum padha rahe hai. Ye zaruri hai. भाई कोई आदमी को आपने चुन लिया भाई ये मेरे बच्चे को पढ़ाएगा घर में प्राइवेट में यहां में ऑनलाइन पे क्या हमने बता भी है भाई इनके क्रेडेंशियल्स क्या है क्या वो उनको कुरान पढ़ना आता है वो मेरे बच्चे को कुरान पढ़ा सकेगा समटाइम्स यू डू ऑनलाइन एंड आई मेंशन दिस लास्ट टाइम वेरी केयरफुली भाई फर्स्ट लुक हु इज टीचिंग योर चाइल्ड वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट इट्स नॉट अबाउट द मनी इट्स नॉट अबाउट भाई डज ही नो द कुरान प्रॉपर्ली उनकी सनद क्या है what is the chain what is his ustad what is their ustad that's why when we study alimiyah course we know that that ustad his link is directly into the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he taught from that teacher from that teacher from that teacher so when we go online as well many go online india bangladesh pakistan yeah they go to him in order oh mashallah and then when you enroll them in the madrasa in the maktab by they don't even know how to read properly don't even know how to read the quran properly so please you must check And sometimes the problem is we as walidain, hume khud nahi maloom. Kyunki hum khud padhe hue nahi hain. To hume kya maloom hoga ki ye ustad unke liye sahi hai ya nahi. For that you need a third person. Bhai, can you have a look please? I've got this person as a teacher. Is he the right? Is he wrong? Very, very important. Very important. Especially in this day and age, bunyadi taaleem is very, very important. Basic taaleem is very, very important. It's going to protect the Iman and Islam of our children. Very important. That's why in many madrasas as well, I'm speaking very general here, listen very carefully. Many madrasas have no space. Jagah nahi hai. Zahir hai, because standard of education has to be there. We said, so many children, South standard education. So now we've got probably 5,000 children outside, Age of 7, 8, they're going online, they don't know who the teacher is. Kaun hai, kaun padha raha hai, kaun kya kar raha hai, kuch nahi malum. Tab kya karenge, un 5,000 bachcho ka kya karenge hum? What are we doing? Because madrasas don't have space, it's not their fault. This is where it is our responsibility, Everyone, not just mine, everyone. I'm going to make this very, sometimes we've got many houses for rent. I've got a house, I've got about 5 houses for rent, 10 houses, I've become a millionaire already, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, it's good. Bhai, ek kaam karo, sadqa-e jariya ke liye, aapke do ghar jo hai, waise bhi kitne rent, itne paise mil rahe, maasha 50, 60 years kaal ho gayi, alhamdulillah. Everyone's eating food and everything, alhamdulillah. Why do you just donate those 2 houses for big, for small maktay? It doesn't have to be big. Doesn't have to be something very alishan. 2 houses, 100 bachche padhenge. You get the sadqa-e jariya. And in those areas, those locations, where there's no madrasa, it's very, very important. You look at the Broadway area, there's no madrasa hardly there. Only that Hidayah Foundation there, that is. How much capacity you can have? 200, not more than that, bichare. Baki bachche kahan jayenge? You got a whole park hole area, you got the villain hole area, you got so many areas where Muslims are now scattering now. Alhamdulillah, good. They want a better standard of living, better house. You might not get it here. But wherever you go, madrasa is very important. Maktab ta'aleem is very, very important. And we should have fikr for that. Everyone, okay, I've already got, alhamdulillah, Allah has given me so much money, alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, right? I've got 5 houses already. Inshallah, call some alim scholar, whoever who can run it properly, by I give 2 houses in that area. Bahut saare bachche, wo parenge, madrasa parenge, qaida parenge, ye parenge, alhamdulillah. We become, subhanallah, a means of many children coming into the fold of Islam and deen, strong. That's why in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions, "Man salaka tariqan yatlubu fihi ilman, salaka Allahu bihi tariqan min turqil jannah." Subhanallah. He who goes out to seek the knowledge of deen, ilm deen, Allah Ta'ala makes his pathway of jannah very easy for him. Jo ilm deen hasil karne ke liye bahir nikalta hai, Allah Ta'ala اس کے لئے جنت کے راستے بہت آسان کر دیتے ہیں. بہت آسان کر دیتے ہیں. سب سے پہلا مدرسہ تو ماں کا گود ہے. When that mother has a child, what is the environment in the house? That is the most important thing for us. Always on YouTube, always on Netflix, always on this. And then I think my child should become Imam Ghazali of the time. It's not going to happen. He becomes the Imam Hadi. It's not going to happen. So our beginning foundation is very, very important. And wherever we send our children madrasa, what is the standards? What is the credentials? What are the teachers? Very, very important. Allahu Akbar. At the same time, alhamdulillah, with maktab ta'aleem, there's also higher Islamic education. Anybody? When our children reach the age of 15, 16, teenagers, that's now we're going to get the real understanding of deen. That is the time they need to be in the madrasa even more. They need to be in the madrasa more, not take them out. Do what we can. Again, that needs investing. We need to look at the future. Alhamdulillah, here at Al-Farooq, we have the Alimiya course. Further Islamic studies, become Alim-e-Deen, mashallah. With their secular education, with their school, with their college, with their university, with their working. Alhamdulillah, in the evening, after from work, there's 3 hours, 4 hours until 10 o'clock. The biggest fighter for that is, what 3 ghante Alim ki sohbat mein rahenge. وہ 3 گھنٹے مسجد کے ماحول میں رہیں گے ان کا وقت صحیح طور پر مصروف ہوگا ورنہ ادھر ادھر گھومتے پھرتے رہیں گے ایٹ لیسٹ دیٹ ٹائم از آکوپائڈ پراپرلی ٹائم مینجمنٹ از ویری ویری امپورٹنٹ الواز ان کا وقت ضائع ہو جائے گا وقت ضائع کتنے بچے وقت ضائع کر ادھر ادھر گھوم رہے ہیں کوئی نہیں کچھ نہیں تم لاؤ اینڈ اٹ کین بی کمبائنڈ دس نالج کین بی کمبائنڈ There's one student, mashallah, studying here. I'd like to mention, he's not only just becoming an alim now, mashallah, he's got a degree in aerospace engineering. University ka graduate. Aur aaj hai jalsa alim class ka, aao us jalse ka pata chalega, ki in bachon ne kya kiya hai. Ye hamara kamal hai, in bachon ka kamal hai. In gaye guzre zamane mein, 3 ghanta nikalna, ye bahut badi kurbani hai. Engineering, and he's got 100% in his alim course as well, 100%. A star student. Ajeeb Ghareeb. I'm baffled. Ajeeb Ghareeb. And there's one student, Ajeeb Abnasare, he's got 85%, and I was looking yesterday, and he's got his GCSE exams. And the teacher said he never missed one day of madrasa, even though GCSE exams. Hum to GCSE exam bas ho, 3 mahine ghaib. Bas ho gaya, it's too much pressure. Okay, it may be it's a pressure for some. It may be, I'm not saying that. Everyone is different. But what I asked that student, because he utilized the time, not even 1 minute he was wasting. Even for his secular education, and not even for his English education. Between lessons, he was studying his secular as well at the same time. I got a few 5 minutes between lessons, got his homework out as well at the same time. Karo homework karo, koi baat nahi. At least they're in the right environment of the masjid. At least 3 hours were spent here in the change. One student, Ajeeb, he's got apprenticeship in manufacturing engineering. He's passed it. He's got now work, alhamdulillah. He goes from 7 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the night working. And 7 o'clock he's doing the madrasa until 10 o'clock. He's married as well. He's married as well. I'm saying, bhai, kya hai yaar? Yeah, Allah chooses whoever he wants. So it can be done. For every child it can be done. It's about time management. Don't waste our time. Many youngsters here from the age of 12 and 13 until the age of 22, 24, don't. These are the most pinnacle time of your zindagi, of your life. If we got a habit of drugs, porn, adultery, drugs, at that age of 13, 14, 15, unfortunately that will last right until 60, 70. May Allah protect us. Ask those who do rehabilitation, when the addiction is very difficult. And if that zamana, that time, they're in knowledge of ilm and Quran and the iman, mahol, environment at home as well, their heart is very pure, inshallah that will be right until the last day, the iman will be intact, inshallah. They'll have no bad habits, and there'll be a pride for their own parents as well. There'll be pride for their own parents. The parents will lift up their heads high. Taalim di hogi na tab ne? Ab to kya ho raha hai bhai? Baap ka intiqal ho gaya? Bhai, ghar ke itne paise milne wale hai? Walida ko old people home mein dal do? Ajeeb ho gari. Because the house is not in her name, so let's get out. Looking at the money, I'm going to get 400,000 from the house. Is that the taalim? The mother who gave birth to us? I'll end of this note. Subhanallah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned there was a sahabi who took his mother, Allahu Akbar, for Hajj and placed her on his shoulder. The tawaf of the Kaabatullah, the Sa'i of Safa and Marwa, the Mina, Jamarat, Arafah, Muzdalifah, everything took her mother on the shoulders. Pura Hajj karwaya, all Hajj. His mother on the shoulder, not on the wheelchair, on the shoulder. He comes back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Ya Rasulullah, have I fulfilled the right of my mother? Kya maine apne maa ka haq ada kiya? Kya jawab diya sunne? Ki tumhari walida ne jab tumhe jana tha, when she gave birth to you, and that first scream, that first shout, you have not even given the badla of that yet. Pehli cheek ka bhi abhi aapne badla nahi diya. That's why who is Karni radiallahu ta'ala an, Allahu Akbar. He came from Yemen. He came to the, he wanted to see the Prophet to be a sahabi. Ya Rasulullah, mujhe honor. I just want to see you and come to see you. Can I be a sahabi? The only problem is my mother is ill. What should I do? Should I look after my mother or should I come to see you and become a sahabi? Prophet, always go back and do the khidmat of your mother. Ma ki ye ilm hai, ye Quran hadith, ye talim se. Lekin look at the outcome of this. This is what I want to mention. Before Prophet was to pass away, Huzur ke intiqal se pehle, Hazrat Umar ko farmaya, ek aisa shakhs aayega Yemen se, ek kafla mein, in a traveling caravan. When he comes, he's going to be from Yemen. Request him to make dua, because his dua will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unse dua ki darkhas kara, unki dua qabul hogi. Kyun? Kyunki usne maa ki khidmat ki thi. And guess what? Hazrat Umar was waiting for every kafla, every traveler coming. Is Uwais there? Then one time, yes, Uwais is here. Uwais, are you Uwais? Yes. Bhai, make dua for us. Make dua for this. Amir al-Mu'mineen Hazrat Umar, make dua. He goes, why? What have I done? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aapki tarif ki. Prophet sallam praised you because of your khidmat and your service to your mother. You are mustajabu da'wat. Your duas are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he started to cry. The Prophet made my name. Mere naam tazkira kiya. Ye Quran hadith ki taalim se kehta hai. It's not all about money. How are we going to show our faces to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? Do the khidmat of our parents. Maa ke pair ke niche jannat hai. regard it as an honor, not as a burden. Even if they can't even move, it's an honor for me. It's an honor for me. This is my Jannah for me. Khair, alhamdulillah, this evening we have Alim course, final Salana Jalsa. After Asr Namaz, come inshallah, the students will be giving lectures and talks and speeches and qirat, and inshallah be a prize giving ceremony as well. You encourage our children, and alhamdulillah, enrollment for the Alim class is open now. If you want to enroll your children over 13, 14 to Alim course here, you can contact me inshallah. And we have more students inshallah, protect the Iman and Islam in good environment, inshallah be excel in the secular education as well and in the deen education as well. Also Sheikh Ahmad Ali, today Asr Salah is at 8 o'clock. Asr Salah is 8 o'clock. And tomorrow, Sheikh Ahmad Ali, alhamdulillah, program tomorrow in English, after Asr Salah as well, inshallah, tomorrow. After Asr Salah, Sheikh Ahmad Ali of Bradford, a great orator, speaker, mashallah, well known. Brothers are requested to, inshallah, participate in that as well, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله العادل العزيز القهار المنتقم للمظلوم من الظالم الجبار أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة تنجينا من عذاب النار ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله سيد الأتقياء والأبرار صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأزواجه وذرياته وأصحابه الأخيار. أما بعد، فيا أيها الأخ الكريم، احذر من الشبهات والشهوات والأمور المبتدعات، يسلم لك دينك، وبر والديك، وخصهما منك بالدعاء، وأكثر لهما من الاستغفار. ففي التنزيل العزيز: رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. وقال تعالى: رب اغفر لي ولوالدي. وقال تعالى: وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا، إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما، واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة، وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. فيا أيها الأخ الكريم، سل من قطعك، واعط من حرمك، واعف عمن ظلمك، واعف عن المحارم تكن عابدا، وأحسن إلى جارك تكن مؤمنا. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من وصل رحمه وسع الله تعالى في رزقه ونسأله في إرثه. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: لا يدخل الجنة قاطع لرحم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: ما زال جبريل يوصيني لجار حتى ظننت أنه سيورثه. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فلا يؤذي جاره. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: فيا أيها الأخ الكريم، ارحم المساكين وأكرم الغريب، واسع على الأرامل. ففي الحديث الصحيح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: السعي على الأرملة والمسكين كالمجاهد في سبيل الله، أو قال: كالصائم لا يفطر والقائم لا ينام. فيا أيها الأخ الكريم، ولا تقرب مال اليتيم إلا بالتي هي أحسن. وقد علمت قول الله عز وجل: إن الذين يأكلون أموال اليتامى ظلما إنما يأكلون في بطونهم نارا وسيصلون سعيرا. نفعني الله وإياكم بهدي القرآن العظيم وبسنة نبيه العظيم. أقول قولي هذا، أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله الله تعالى إلى كافة للناس بشيرًا ونذيرًا، وداعيًا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجًا منيرًا. وقال تعالى مخبرًا وآمرًا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليمًا. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وعنِم وبارِك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد، وعلى أزواج سيدنا ومولانا محمد، وعلى أصحاب سيدنا ومولانا محمد. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأصدقهم حيان عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان وحين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في غزة، اللهم أصلحهم وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم أطعمهم من جوع، اللهم أطعمهم من جوع، اللهم أطعمهم من جوع، اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. اللهم لعن كفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل قدامهم وامحو آثارهم واقطع دابرهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
صفوں کو درست کر لیں، مکمل کر لیں، نیچے جگہ نہ ہو تو اوپر تشریف لے جائیں. Straight in the rows, fill the gaps. اللہ اکبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى، ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى، فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك، ووضعنا عنك وزرك، الذي أنقض ظهرك، ورفعنا لك ذكرك،
فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم إنا نذكرك والشكر حسن اللهم ربنا وذرياتنا قرآن اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا اللهم اكفنا بحلالي ونحرام وعقدنا اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت الحسن الشهيد. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا وما أعطي كتابنا بأيماننا وحاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدنا وارحمنا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه برحمتك يا رب.